US President Donald Trump says he has made up his mind on whether to pull the US from its nuclear deal with Iran. But he says he's not telling anyone what he's decided. His US Secretary of State says the president has even refused a request from the British Prime Minister to share his views. But the US and Iranian leaders freely traded insults at the United Nations General Assembly, with Iran's president dismissing Donald Trump's criticisms of the deal as ignorant, absurd, and hateful. Thomas Arete has the latest.
US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson faced the media this morning on the sidelines of a heated UN General Assembly, and he backed the concerns raised by President Donald Trump.
Iran has continued to prop up the Assad regime and its horrible way in which it has brought violence to its own people. They have continued to engage in malicious cyber activity. They have aggressively developed and tested ballistic missiles in defiance of UN Security Council Resolution 2231, thereby threatening the security of the United States and the stability of the region.
But Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, says his US counterpart is a rogue newcomer and one who poses a serious threat to global peace.
The ignorant, absurd, and hateful rhetoric filled with ridiculously baseless allegations that was uttered before this august body yesterday was not only unfit to be heard at the United Nations, which was established to promote peace and respect between nations, but indeed contradicted the demands of our nations from this world body to bring governments together to combat war and terror.
In case there was any ambiguity, he followed those remarks with a tweet to his 690,000 followers, accusing President Donald Trump of using ugly, ignorant words that were full of hatred and baseless allegations. It was all prompted by President Trump's debut UN address yesterday.
The Iranian government masks a corrupt dictatorship behind the false guise of a democracy.
He continued by accusing Iran of funding terrorism and attacking its neighbours, and then turned to the landmark 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers, aimed at limiting Iran's nuclear development in exchange for easing sanctions.
The Iran deal was one of the worst and most one-sided transactions the United States has ever entered into. Frankly, that deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it, believe me.
Hassan Rouhani wants the agreement to remain in place.
I declare before you that the Islamic Republic of Iran will not be the first country to violate the agreement, but it will respond decisively and resolutely to its violation by any party. It will be a great pity if this agreement were to be destroyed by rogue newcomers to the world of politics. The world will have lost a great opportunity.
So what's the future of the deal? Earlier, Donald Trump said he'd made up his mind about it, but wouldn't reveal his decision, simply telling reporters, "I'll let you know." And according to Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, British Prime Minister Theresa May even asked the president to share his decision with her, but he said no. Rex Tillerson was asked why the president wasn't saying more.
All in due time.
Why not go ahead and say what the decision is now rather than keep people in suspense?
Well, there is additional work that goes with that decision. So, I mean, yes, you know, it's very easy to make a unilateral decision and say I'm doing it and then, you know, let the cards fall where they may, let the dust hit the ground where it hits. But in terms of how do we want to prepare ourselves and others for a decision?
Despite the concerns about the deal, the parties still appear to be complying with it. But what power does Donald Trump have to withdraw if he chooses to? Anthony Bubalo is the deputy director of the Lowy Institute.
The US president is required to certify to Congress every quarter that Iran is in compliance with the deal. Now, President Trump has already certified the deal twice, but he's done it through gritted teeth. There is a question about whether he will certify the deal again in October. If he doesn't certify the deal, then it is open to Congress to reimpose sanctions on Iran. Now, it's not clear whether The degree to which that would sink the deal, a lot would depend on what Iran did in response. You know, if Iran pulled out of the deal or if Iran started taking actions which were in contravention of the deal. One of the problems for President Trump is that if he doesn't recertify the deal, if the US does reimpose sanctions on Iran, it may be left isolated because it's pretty clear that certainly the other members of the P5 who were part of the deal with Iran still back it.
That's the Deputy Director of the Lowy Institute, Anthony Bubalo, ending that report from Thomas Ariti.